From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. With barely 2 months left before the most important presidential race of our lifetimes, the U.S., on top of its myriad challenges, is facing a massive and record-breaking shortage of election poll workers. Our partners at Brave New Foams have created this video to address the issue.
There's an APB, poll workers wanted.
We are short about 500 poll workers.
Facing a shortage of poll workers.
We naturally lose poll workers as we approach election day.
They cannot staff even one polling place in 111 jurisdictions. They're really trying to find some poll workers, finding places with younger people who maybe could step up.
With the pandemic that's going on, the populations that generally serve as poll workers don't want to put themselves in harm's way, and so they're not signing up to be poll workers again.
A major poll worker shortage all across the state, nearly 60% of Wisconsin municipalities.
The shortage of experienced poll workers due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Every time someone would come in, they would talk about their experience from the last election, and it was never good. We're not trying to suppress you at all. We're really trying to help you get your vote out.
We're saying, hey, we as a community are taking elections seriously, and we're taking them seriously enough to say we're going to work on election day to count your ballots.
Democracy only functions when everyone participates, and I want to make sure that everyone has the ability and access to be able to participate.
All of us have a role, and I try to remind my peers our impacts are a legacy.
Poll workers provide an essential service and can be the difference between a chaotic experience and an organized experience.
It takes a few hours. They get you set up and then they assign you to a poll location.
The trainings usually take 4 hours. After you get your experience, you'll be more trained than most people in the country.
I'm in charge of the processing. I'm handling the voters, and I'm making sure that they have a really good experience, and I'm getting paid.
The process couldn't be easier. You can head to powerthepolls.com and input your information and for how to become a poll worker in every county in the country that needs poll workers.
And make a little extra money on the side.
The outlook on our public health changes from day to day. So you could have enough poll workers one day, and a lot of them quit because there's a COVID outbreak. That's why we're just focusing on getting as many of our people hired and working as possible.
When, you know, my friends and my peers walked through that door and saw my face and saw younger faces, they felt more welcome and felt like they were represented in the people who were the kind of gatekeepers to them voting.
Because we've had enough. We've been forgotten about in so many different spaces. If you want for things to change for how it affects you, sometimes you have to put yourself in that position.
We just don't need people working the polls. We need young people from 16 to 25 working the polls as much as possible.
Ultimately, the poll workers are the person on election day that's standing between you and voting.
Our generation, I think we're at the unique point where we can move past just preserving democracy, but expanding what democracy is in the United States.
You've been watching a new short film created by our partners at Brave New Films about the record shortage of poll workers for the November 3rd election. You can visit powerthepolls.org for more information about the issue. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.